I'm Arthur Morgan, from such video games as Red Dead Redemption 2. I'm the Arthur Morgan with the bad ending. You know, the one that kicked four dogs in the face, laid down 18 women for my train to run over, those type of things. Before I die of tuberculosis and get shot in the face by that rat bastard, Micah, I say, subscribe to the Pool Boys today.
You know, man, what sucks? The Mets lost their second game today. I am devastated. I don't think I can go on this life because the Mets are now 4-2, 5-2. I forget. To be honest, it's so. We have so much wins. I just forgot how much wins we have, but two losses. I think the season's over.
Well, this is Pool Boys.
No, Mel, we're not having an intro. God damn!
I don't want to talk about MLB baseball.
Why? You don't want to talk about the World Series defending Red Sox?
That's all I want to talk about is how they're the World Series winners.
Some people say the season doesn't start until they get to your home stadium.
Season doesn't start until the All Star game. Everyone knows that.
All right. So I said the season's going to start to the Mets make the playoffs and win the whole thing and sweep every series. That's what I think.
It'd be really cool if you guys could just build around pitching.
We can. You know, Jay LeGrom is 2-0 for the season. I bet he didn't know that.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, you won a game this year.
2-0, 0.00 ERA. Had a career high in strikeouts, 14 strikeouts yesterday. He's pretty fucking good. He might win MVP. And he hit a home run.
You know what the funny thing is here? You want to know something really funny, small dog?
Yes, ma'am?
You say all this stuff, but I know somewhere deep in you right now, you don't believe a word you're saying.
Don't you say that. Don't you say
that. You know deep down, DeGrom's going to somehow get hurt. The whole team's going to fall apart. You don't think they're going to win it. You don't think they're going to escape this season. All right. You know they're going to be
a wild card,
probably.
Your whole scenario is fucked up because DeGrom doesn't get injured. You're thinking of Syndergaard. Syndergaard's going to get injured.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
DeGrom, he's going to stay healthy. You guys know this, Cy Young. Syndergaard's going to get injured. Steve Matz or Zach Wheeler's going to get injured. And we're still have Jason Vargas on the team. But other than that, your whole theory is correct.
Deep down in my stomach, I do believe that
I believe they're going to win every game for the season.
Shut up. No, I do believe the Red Sox can get out of this. I mean, it's impossible for them to stay like this. Maybe we should overpay a little bit for Nathan Eovaldi. 1 year, he really.
Yeah, at least you got all your bullpen pitchers back, right?
We signed Eovaldi basically because he lost the game in the World Series.
Yeah, he was lights out. Besides the one World Series game, but other than that, he was lights out.
I think we'll be fine. They're still hitting, and I don't know.
At least you have the Yankees. They have all their players injured.
I don't know. Martinez is probably going to be gone after this year. We're not signing Mookie.
Have you guys ever won a World Series back to back in this era?
Brock Holt's going to be gone.
All right, you don't care about Brock Holt.
We signed Xander for 7 years.
He loves Xander.
We signed Sale for 5 more years.
You love Chris Sale.
We don't have a farm system.
You have, what's that guy? You pay like $100 million.
Who, Rusnay Castillo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the 29-year-old prospect, the pride of Pawtucket, is gone.
He's probably going to be amazing when it gets caught up.
I have a question, though. Would you, like, say the Red Sox do blow up this year and they do terrible. Would you, I mean, I know you're a Mets fan. It's just like, would you trade all the assets the Red Sox did just for one World Series?
Sure.
No, I'm actually
being... I don't know what you mean. What do you mean?
Like, you know how like the Red Sox basically trade away their whole entire farm system?
Sure. Well, it's worth it. Were you not happy last year when you won the World Series?
No, I was. But, like, I mean, if anyone thinks like that, it's like... I don't know what I'm trying to say. It's like people are going to be like, oh, the Red Sox don't have a farm system. But, like, you trade them away to win the World Series. That was the goal. So, I mean, I don't know. I feel like you take that any time.
I don't know. Yeah, of course you would. I would trade everything for a World Series. I mean, I haven't seen one. It'd be nice to see one.
I mean, no, you've seen one.
Well, I haven't seen them win one, all right? But you want to tussle?
I mean, what are you talking about? I remember you back in 84. You were a spry
86.
No, I know, but I saw you back in 84. You were a spry young lad, so I mean...
I was hitting those nice line drives.
Yeah, don't be stopping. I mean, I know they didn't call you up that year, but hey, I mean, you got to see the 86 World Series eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Lenny? You and Lenny.
Buddy, I don't know what, I forget what happened, but Ron Darling just like out of the shit, Lenny Dykstra as a racist.
What happened to with all that? He's.
I don't know. Like, yeah, look it up.
I know like they were saying something, but like, I don't know, people were saying it wasn't true. I don't know, all I remember is Lenny a few days ago when, whose show was it?
It was my okay show, and he just started cursing.
Yeah, he's like, all right, Lenny, we're live. That was funny.
I don't give a shit.
God, it's crazy. There should be a show. Would you watch a show with Lenny Dykstra, Gary Busey, and Bill Walton?
I think you gotta add, what's his face? Actor who does jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu actor?
Yeah, the Bitcoin guy.
Bitcoin? Oh!
Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal.
You gotta have Steven Seagal on that show, too.
That'd be a show. Steven Seagal, Gary Busey, Lenny Dykstra, and Bill Walton. No one would understand a word.
There's nothing, I'm too lazy to find anything else. But yeah, currently, Lenny Dykstra said some racist ass shit to Ron Darling.
Well, if you didn't think Lenny Dykstra was racist, then I...
Yeah.
Is he like... No, I'm what? Not gonna say it, I'm gonna get in trouble. I'm not gonna say it.
Alright.
There's no more thing as lovable racism.
No, there isn't.
No, because like, say if your grandparents are racist, you're like, oh, they're just old people.
Oh yeah, they have like the old person pass, whatever it's called.
Yeah, it's like, oh, they're racist, but I mean, I gotta.
Oh, you stop it! Old grandpa again.
Talking about them Muslims.
In lighter news, Bryce Harper, the Montreal Expos franchise.
Yeah.
You asked me to put this in a thing, and you don't have anything to say about it. That's cool.
I know. It was one of the most savage things I've ever seen in my life. That home run was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got more testosterone in me after that. My balls have shriveled up, and my hair's been starting to fall out.
Well, there hasn't been anything for you to get hyped about for this Red Sox season, so I would get that for a week. Hey, Mel.
So, yeah, it was a really cool home run, and the Mets should have gotten Bryce Harper.
Whoa. You could have got Bryce Harper, too. What are you talking about?
Buddy. Come on, buddy.
Now, something I get to finally relish to talk about. WWE. And yeah, is it about a good thing? No, it is not. It's about a terrible thing. So, basically what happened. John Oliver, he usually goes on his little rants about stuff. Well, this week is about WWE and how WWE doesn't pay. WWE just gives out, like, contracts, but not, like, they don't, like, if someone gets injured, they don't pay their health insurance, stuff like that. So it wasn't good for WWE's look.
Didn't he call someone a pedophile?
He called a guy recovering from cancer, who just recovered from cancer, a pedophile, which is not a good look. Wouldn't have said that one.
Wait, but, why did he call him a pedophile? What was his whole...
Because he said he had wet hair all the time.
So that makes you a pet. What?
I don't know.
I hate. There's a famous comedian named Bill Burr, and he said it right once. These like British comedians that come over to America and talk about like our stuff. Like, what gives you the right, guy? Like,
yeah, how would you feel if I went to the UK and started talking about the Brexit?
Yeah, huh? We started talking about crumpets in a bad way.
Oh. But don't get me on crumpets. Those dry-ass motherfucker things.
Yeah, fuck fish and chips.
Ooh, fish is gross in the first place.
You know what? You know what? Bonafide fish dicks.
Have you drank tea? Get out of here, you little pee.
Yeah. Only culottes in this neighborhood.
Cappuccinos, even though we stole those.
Wheat bagels.
Yeah, bagels are so much better. So yeah, John Oliver, he made some really good points. Hopefully, it opens some eyes for people in WWE. They start like helping, they don't help any of the old legends. So hopefully, that like helps. I guess.
Well, I mean, some of the old legends can help themselves.
I mean, the death rate for WWE wrestlers is much higher than NFL players.
You remember that one time where Mail said that WWE is one of the most dangerous sports of all time?
It looks like you're right.
Remember that?
I mean, I don't know what you're looking at me. That wasn't me. That was Billy Shitcamp.
It wasn't you. Ho, 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 ho. You both came at me. You were like, "Oh, what are you talking about? It's not one of the most dangerous sports." And I was like, "Yes, it is."
I don't know. Oh, jeez.
Whatever. Whatever. Next topic.
Hey, Mal, you know what this week was coming this week?
WrestleMania.
Mal, come on. That was my thing.
By the way, guys, I only knew this because Small Dog told me beforehand.
You just ruined my whole thing. So we're going to give our predictions. And Mail doesn't know anything about wrestling, so he's going to just give us a quick on-the-spot predictions. And I will go after him.
Is Undertaker wrestling?
No, not yet. All right, so first we have Zach. It's in this WrestleMania is in Long Island, so put that in the thought.
National Coliseum?
No, MetLife Stadium.
Again?
Yeah. What do you mean again? It's New York. I don't know.
Was it MetLife Stadium in Long Island?
It's a New York area, all right?
Wasn't the last MetLife one was Once in a Lifetime again?
Yeah.
Nice. Great memories. Right.
So we have hometown Long Island guys, Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins versus the Revival for the Raw Tag Team Championship. Mal, who do you got?
Versus who?
The Revival.
Who's that?
Dash Wilder. Scott Dawson? Who you got?
Dash Wilder sounds like an awful superhero, and Scott Dawson sounds like a
Now, just come on, quick predictions.
So I'm going to go Zack Ryder, because he's the only one I know of all these. Isn't Zack Ryder the one that, like, John Cena bullied?
Sure. Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins.
Wait, you don't remember what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know what you're talking about, but I'm just gonna, Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins is the guy I was with Edge, the Edgeheads.
No, not helping.
All right, so I also have them because it's a New York thing, and Curt Hawkins doesn't have a win in like 600 matches or whatever.
God, Cena really bullied him. I remember he was like in crutches and he pushed him down something.
He didn't push him down. It was Kane.
Yeah.
Tony Nese versus Buddy Murphy for the Cruiserweight Championship. Who do you got? Buddy Murphy's the champion.
I like to name Buddy Murphy. I'm gonna go him.
He's Australian. I also have Buddy because he's a very good champion.
Australian.
Are you going to go to Tony?
What's the other guy?
Tony Nese. He's from Long Island, too.
Tony Nese sounds Italian, too.
And his last name is spelled N-E-S-E.
How's it spelled?
N-E-S-E.
I'm gonna go Tony because, you know, the fix is in already with the Italians and the Mafia.
All right, Women's Battle Royal match. In this match, we have... Hold up, it's rolling. It's loading. Hold up. It's loading. We have Asuka, Carmella, Naomi, Ruby Riott, Sonya Deville, Mandy Rose, Nikki James, Nikki Cross. Who do you got from that?
Kelly.
All right, Kelly. I'm going to go with Asuka.
Still wrestling?
You never know. She might show up. Kelly.
Isn't Nikki James the one who used to sing all the time?
No. I'm going to go with Asuka. That's Jillian Hall.
What? No, Mickey James. She's like
Mickey James is a lesbian. Yeah, she was a lesbian.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's a singer. My bad.
Well, she did used to sing. I'm gonna go with Maria.
Maria, okay. Gotta change that.
She's the hottest one. Wait, no. Wait, I'm talking about Maria Santino Morel's old girl.
Yeah, that's Maria. I know what you're talking about. She's in WWE. Alright, Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. You have Braun Strowman, Andrade, Tyler Breeze, Jinder Mahal, Bobby Roode, Bo Dallas, Curtis Axel, Heath Slater, Ali, Luke Gallows, Carl Anderson, Matt Hardy, Jeff Hardy, EC3. Who you got?
Is Samoa Joe wrestling?
No, he's not in this one.
Is there a ladder involved in this?
No, it's a battle royal.
If there's a ladder, I'd say Jeff Hardy. Say the names again.
Oh, my God. EC3, Jeff Hardy, Matt Hardy, Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows, Shelton Benjamin, Ali, Curtis Axel, Heath Slater.
Oh, Shelton Benjamin!
Are you going to Shelton Benjamin? All right.
Go Shelton. Does he still have his gold hair?
No.
I guess I'll go Shelton still.
All right, for the SmackDown Tag Team Champions, you got the Usos with the champions, Shinsuke Nakamura and Rusev versus Aleister Black versus Aleister Black and Ricochet versus The Bar. Who you got?
Well, I used to watch that show, Pair of Kings, and the star of that show is Jimmy Muso. So I'm going to go with Muso Brothers.
You're going to say the Usos retained?
Yes.
Okay, I have.
Are they related to Jimmy Muso?
No, there's nothing to smell Usos, not Muso, you idiot. I have Aleister Black and Ricochet because they'll probably be the NXT Tag Team Champions coming into the match.
Next one.
Kurt Angle versus Baron Corbin, Kurt Angle's farewell match. Kurt Angle's probably going to be Baron Corbin like 5 seconds and John Cena's going to come in the first and for his last match. Who you got?
Baron Corbin, his name is?
Just say Kurt Angle because Kurt Angle's going to win.
Is this his retirement match? Like,
yes, it's his last match. No, it's his last match ever. He's retiring after this.
I don't know. I feel like WWE is really good at this, and they're not going to let him win.
Okay, so you're going to say Baron. That's going to be incorrect.
Let's go Kurt.
All right, Kurt Angle it is. Kurt Angle is probably going to versus John Cena after this match, or his last match, because he don't like Baron Corbin.
Smart.
All right, so it's... For the Intercontinental Championship, you got the Demon Finn Balor versus Bobby Lashley. The Demon Finn Balor has never lost a match. Who you got?
Is Samoa Joe in this one?
No! He's next, alright? He's next.
Well, Bobby Lashley, he's big. And I'm going to go Bobby Lashley.
All right, so the thing about that...
Finn Balor is
a guy who only uses demon paint whenever he doesn't lose, so...
Is Finn Balor Cody Rhodes?
No.
Is Finn Balor the Scottish dude?
No.
Is that Drew McIntyre?
Yes. Just pick someone, damn it. It's not supposed to be long.
Oh, what's his name? The first guy.
Finn Balor?
No, the other one.
Bobby Lashley?
Bobby Lashley, yeah.
Jesus Christ, now you're killing me. All right, for the United States Championship, you have Samoa Joe, the champion, versus Rey Mysterio. Who you got?
Oh, shit. He's versus Rey? I gotta go Samoa Joe. You gotta keep in the U.S.
Rey Mysterio's American.
No, he's Mexican.
All right, I'm going with Rey Mysterio because he hasn't won the United States Championship yet, and this is going to be his Grand Slam champion.
I hope Rey Mysterio wins.
All right. For the Raw... For the Women's Tag Team Championship, the champion Sasha Banks and Bayley defend the championships against Nia Jax and Tamina versus the Iconics versus Natalya and Beth Phoenix. Who you got?
Beth Phoenix still?
She's coming back.
Nia Jax is the fat one.
Yeah.
But I like Nia Jax, so I'm going to go her because she's the only one who looks like she can physically hurt me really badly.
Nia Jax and Tamina it is. All right, you're going to go against the first ever women's champions. All right. Then the next match, in this return match, you got Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre. Who you got?
Drew McIntyre?
Yeah.
What, he's a big name now?
Yeah, he's pretty big name now.
You remember when he was part of the three-man band?
Yes, Liam, I remember when he was part of the three-man band.
Put my money on Drew.
All right, he's not going to win this match, okay.
Roman Reigns, I hate watching him wrestle. All
right, in a Falls Count Anywhere match, the four best friends, The Miz versus Shane McMahon, who you got?
Oh,
and before you answer this, The Miz is the good guy and Shane McMahon is the bad guy.
They broke it up?
Yeah.
They looked so happy.
Because Shane got mad at him from The Miz for losing and he started beating up his dad.
Wait, what?
Shane McMahon started beating up Miz. He beat up Miz and said his dad looks like a potato.
Well, I mean, The Miz can't really get mad. I mean, Shane's dad gets beat up all the time.
Okay, who you got? The Miz or Shane? Falls Count Anywhere.
I've always been a big Miz fan.
All right, that's what I got too.
I'm pretty sure Shane hasn't won in the last few years.
Nope.
So I'm gonna go with The Miz.
All right. Triple H versus Batista.
I can't play. There's a price to pay.
Triple H versus Batista in a no holds barred match. If Triple H loses, he has to retire. Batista is gonna. This is Batista's probably the last match in WWE, no matter what. No holds bar. Who you got?
I mean, he's.
Batista has never lost against Triple H.
Triple H isn't gonna retire.
So you got Triple H?
Can I say? Can I go with a? Whoever wins, they're gonna walk out together, holding each other, limping.
Sure. No, because Batista beat up Ric Flair, and you can't do that with Triple H.
I'm going to go with Batista, and I'm going to double down and say that the end of the match, they're going to, like, there's gonna be no music, they're going to shake hands and walk off in the sunset.
All right. For the Universal Champion, Brock Lesnar is defending his Universal Championship against Seth Rollins, the Royal Rumble winner. Who you got? You got Brock?
Brock Lesnar. I mean... I feel like even when he's scripted to win, to lose, he doesn't care.
Yep, I got Brock Lesnar too. They're not because there's going to be too many happy endings. They don't want that. What?
Does he lose?
He lost against Roman Reigns, but because Roman Reigns got cancer, he won the title back.
I guess. Did he fight his cancer off? Does he still have cancer?
No, he's fighting to. I just told you he's fighting to on Sunday.
He's fighting for so. If he loses,
he's fighting the Drew McIntyre. You idiot!
So if he loses, does he get his cancer back?
Oh my god!
That'd be a crazy storyline if Vince McMahon came up with that.
The new Daniel Bryan defends his WWE Championship against Kofi Kingston. Who you got?
Kofi.
All right, me too.
He's not gonna win. It's gonna be Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, WWE's pretty racist. And the main event.
Wait, can I just say something?
Like, I know what you're gonna say. Don't say it.
I'll say it after then.
And in the main event, it's a winner-takes-all match. The SmackDown Women's Champion, Charlotte Flair, takes on the Raw Women's Champion, Ronda Rousey, and they take on Becky Lynch, winner-takes-all. Who you got?
I don't want Ronda Rousey to win.
Okay, who you got?
It was Becky Lynch and who?
Charlotte Flair.
God, that was so stupid with the kicking thing.
It was so funny.
Did they think it was serious, or, like, did they... You think they knew they were
serious? No, they knew there was a joke.
Yeah, I don't understand. When Ronda got kneed in the head, she kind of just popped.
Yeah, she no-sold it. She really no-sold it.
Is she good or bad?
She's really good at wrestling.
Really? Oh, well, that's kind of cool. She actually translated well.
Yep.
So you got... Becky Lynch. I feel like I remember that name.
Yeah, she's the guy that you think's a transvestite.
Oh, her?
Yes, sir.
God, they're all kind of ugly.
Oh, my God. No, they really aren't. They really aren't.
Oh, Ric Flair's daughter.
Ric Flair. She's little. She's not the best looking, but Becky and Ron are not ugly.
What happened to what's her name's daughter? The guy who... Why am I forgetting his name? The Canadian dude.
Bret Natalya?
Hart, his daughter.
He doesn't have a daughter. You're thinking of Jim Anvil Neidhart's daughter, who's, I already said, Natalya, who's in the Women's Champion match. Women's Tag Team match.
I should have picked her. Fuck. Who do you have winning this one?
I'm not telling you. I say mine after.
I guess I'll go Ronda.
You're an idiot. She's leaving the WWE after this.
This is like. Wait, why is she leaving?
Because she wants to start a family. Becky Lynch is gonna win this match because she's like the most hyped person right now in WWE.
This is like if I came up to you and was like, "All right, Danny, so the Stanley, the Stanley."
I can predict the Stanley Cup better than you can predict WWE.
Probably.
Yep.
All right.
That's it. That was it.
Can I say what I was gonna say or no?
No. The winner of whoever gets the most predictions gets a crisp $1 bill.
Wait. Before you start, do you think it would be beyond?
No, he does. It's not beyond him. He freaking had like a terrorist guy in WWE before.
Listen, Roman, we have that defective cell. All right, I'm done. I'm not. It's not funny. It would just be really wild if he did.
Male likes cancer. Breaking news.
No, shut up.
The AAF folded this week, Male. That's even some sad news.
Yeah. It was kind of cool to see Johnny playing Manziel.
Man, remember week one when it was like, it's going to be the next big thing? That was fun.
No. Well, yeah, I guess. We both kind of had our hopes up. How much did you watch?
I watched the first week after that. Nothing.
Yeah, I remember texting you, like, saying, like, oh, let's watch this and let it be our thing. I don't think I watched it ever again after I texted that to you.
Yeah, I doubt anyone did. It wasn't good football. Like, you know Vince McMahon right now is like, yes, now I have the whole football season to myself, damn it.
And that wasn't bad.
Oh, my screen's freezing. Hold up.
That wasn't a bad impression.
Thank you. I tried really hard. So, yeah, RPAF.
It was me,
Austin. Oh, damn it. It was me all along. Oh, son of a bitch. All right, hold on. I'm going to restart the recording.
Wait, what? Reset the whole thing?
That uniforms were announced just now, Mel. What are your thoughts?
I think they look like a high school team.
I saw a tweet. It was like, mad generic jersey number 2.
They really look terrible.
They're not good.
And you know what the funny? I like the Jets jerseys. Their logo is strong, and their jerseys were pretty good. Why change it?
I actually like the logo now. I think they made a good logo. All
right, but I like their old uniforms. I think it was pretty good looking. Oh my god! I don't know if you know this, but there's a school in Long Island, Farmingdale.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that's probably them.
Oh no, it is the exact same jersey.
It really crazy. Is. You know the stripes on their shoulders?
Yeah.
It's so they on like the poster, I guess, or I guess the marketing for the uniform. They said that they made it. It's called a Jets Edge, and it's inspired by Relentless Speed.
What? Shut up! That's awful. Why not, I feel like if you're going to do something, go more with the gray and green. Like, don't make it white.
Yeah, the white-black combo does not look good.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, the outline of the black, the black lettering does not look good.
No, it looks terrible.
And, they just put, they put their name on the jersey for some reason. Ugh. Why do they do that?
Just awful. Ugh. We gotta have someone in to talk about them. I don't know.
I don't want that person in here.
Do you know what his opinion on it is?
He said he didn't mind it.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's just.
You know what else is awful, Liam? Mel?
Stank breath?
LeBron's stinky ass, hot ass, motherfucking breath.
Good lord!
You gotta give him like 20 packs of Tic Tacs at the list and talk to that kind of person.
Somebody open the window.
My lord.
There's talking hot, and there's talking hot.
Oh, I smelled that, man. I smelled that. Ooh.
Ooh. Yikes. I mean, he is not.
Yeah, that's alcoholic breath, without a doubt.
That is Chardonnay and 8 in the morning.
8 in the morning, bud? He doesn't stop.
God.
So, yeah, Christoph Porzingis is in the news. Man, why don't you explain why he's in the news?
Because he fucking raped someone.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
I mean, you don't like him, so I mean, you can talk shit about
him.
Yeah,
I'm so like, I don't know if I should be happy or just like, ew, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
How would someone say like he's incapable of doing that because he had a torn AC? You can probably manage to walk around with that. And
oh yeah, yeah, people walk around with ACLs all the time. There's like
the guy's fucking 7'6".
7'3". There's always cases like people walking around with their ACL, like playing like full basketball games with a torn ACL, and like they don't discover after.
Derek Lewis fought with a torn ACL for the last 4 years.
Yeah. There's a guy in a wrestling match who tore his ACL in the middle of it. He wrestled the whole match in a ladder match.
Phillip Rivers. Lost the game to the Patriots with a torn ACL.
That's the only reason why he was the one.
I mean, until all the facts come out, I guess you can't really say anything, but it's not looking great.
I find it so weird how the NBA knew and Knicks knew. They just don't say anything. What the hell is wrong with them?
Well, I mean, isn't the fishy thing that, like, she came out with this, like, 7 weeks later after it happened?
Bro, 7 weeks? That happened last year.
No. I'm saying, after it happened, she reported it, like, 7 weeks later, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, because probably Kristaps' like, brother was like, oh, we'll pay for your college's brother tuition if you don't say anything.
God. I don't know. I just didn't picture him. I don't know. It's weird. It's not someone you'd think would happen to. And, I mean, if the Mavericks knew about this and still made the trade, you can't to the Mavericks because of this.
I mean, they 100% knew, I feel like.
Yeah. I don't know. You think you just gotta wait until the facts come out. So that's always the thing.
And is it just me, or do you think all, like, European people are just racist?
Yes, I think. I mean, they're not born around any black people.
Exactly, so they don't know what's wrong.
God. Oh, wait, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not a good person, Kristaps, if this is all true.
My dude. All right,
The Final Four happened this week, Mel. I mean, fuck. The Final Four is going to happen this week, Mel.
Yeah, I don't really care.
Yeah, I don't care either.
I think after Taco is gone and
Zion's
out, I don't really care anymore.
All right, yep. Next topic. Conor McGregor. Oh, jeez. Not a good combo.
Rapist. You are a rapist.
Bro, you think he said it like that when he was texting it out?
Did you see what I commented?
No, what did he say?
Was he tweeting in his accent?
He was definitely tweeting that. That was him tweeting it. Like he was saying it.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Rapist. You are a rapist.
Maybe he was saying he's a rapist.
Your time will come.
Conor McGregor, big rap fan, so you never know.
Friend of the podcast, Vladimir Putin.
Oh, yeah. He was not happy with the comments Conor McGregor said.
No, sir. And it sucks because we're a pro-Conor podcast, I'm pretty sure.
We are not a pro-Conor podcast anymore.
Are we not? Wait, is the rapist claims actually a thing?
They might be.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I said this, like, the amount. He is such a savage. To say shit to the person who physically beat the shit out of you and still be able to talk shit, I can only respect it of how savage it is. I don't know what to say. Like, yeah. That guy literally beat you to a pulp, and you're still talking shit to his face. You don't give a shit.
I can't believe he called his wife a towel. That's, like, the most messed up thing I've ever seen.
And then he called her a goat after he deleted. I'm pretty sure he was forced to delete the tweet.
The mob would have killed him. The mob would have gone over to his house right away.
Oh. He's like, what did he say? He was like, oh, under that thing is a goat or something.
Yeah.
Maybe he was calling him the goat. Maybe he was being nice.
Do you have a joke of the week? You gotta light some things up.
Oh, wait, I wasn't allowed to tell that joke, so now I have to get my other joke.
All right. Let's listen
to some. I went to England the other day. Alright, now time to the actual joke.
Alright, next joke.
Ready? I told my girlfriend she drew her eyebrows too high. She seems surprised.
Ho!
Come on now. Hey, this ain't your grandma's podcast.
Is this what you said to her, said in real life?
What?
This is what you said in real life?
What? What do you mean?
All right, never mind. You know what time it is, Mel? Time to drop down, Tatiana.
Hey!
That's my joke.
Are you going to put music in here for it?
No, I think it's just better if we just saw some awkward silence instead. Alright, thoughts.
You call her Stephanie, I call her Heffany.
Thoughts. Never think about putting sandpaper in your teeth.
Why the fuck would you do that?
I just thought about it one day. I was like, oh no.
That's a weird thought, but you know what? I guess I get it.
If you use your
sandpaper?
Yeah, sandpaper, like you're like one of those like nail grinders.
Ugh. I was like in shop class and I licked it.
Why?
I wanted to see how it felt. All
right. If you use your phone horizontally in a crowded area, you're an asshole.
Oh, what? Because the elbows?
Yeah, I was on the bus the other day, and it's a packed one. And he just freaking holding his phone horizontally and hitting me with his elbow.
Whoa. Did you say Aunt a packy? Come on, Danny. No, we ain't this type of podcast now. Come on.
I hate you.
No, but I understand. But, like, what if he's, like, watching a trailer or something?
No, he was playing a freaking app.
Oh, no, yeah. It's an app and you're an asshole.
Yep. The jump off what the bridge. You- oh, what?
What app are you using to use both? I don't know. That's stupid.
If you, the jump off the bridge expression is stupid. Like whenever someone says, "Would you follow if your friend?" Like you're like, "My friend did it too." And it's like, "Would you follow your friend off a bridge?" It's just a stupid expression. Would I kill myself if instead? Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Do a side pack.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a stupid expression.
Like, and I also think when old people say. Don't you guys remember? One of my teachers is like, do you guys remember what DVDs are? Yes, I remember what a DVD is.
You hate when old people say that?
Yeah, it annoys me.
You know what I hate when old people say?
What? Oh, no.
Next stop.
All right. You sit down for this. Are you sitting down, Mel?
Wait, give me a second.
Okay. Sit down.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, so say you had the equal amount of underwear and equal amount of weight of underwear and equal amount of shirts, in like the same, like they say they weigh the same. All right, you follow me? You get them wet. You get both of them wet. Are they the same weight?
Are you getting them both wet the same consistency?
Yep.
No, they're not the same weight.
Yeah, because there's underpants are smaller, like they have less. What's the word I'm looking for? Volume to get wet.
Surface area.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's it. Oh, wow. It's all about that. You're right. You're in that one. That's a good thought.
Thank you. If you use a leash with the, if you walk your dog and use a use the collar for the leash, you're an asshole.
Is that a bad thing?
Yeah, because you choke the dog, you dumbass.
What else supposed to use?
You use like a harness, like the harness you got.
I don't know. My dog's small now, so. But I mean, when I had a big dog, I mean, I didn't know what else to use, so I mean.
You disgust me. You're an asshole.
Their necks are really strong, man.
If you don't pee in the shower, you're a loser.
I will say that's a true statement. You're a big time loser.
Like, imagine, like, all I'm going to wait to go to the bathroom. You also destroy the environment by doing that.
Have you ever, when you were younger, pee in a cup in the shower?
No. What?
One of my favorite moves is just to pee in a cup and wait for someone to say who peed in the cup, and I wouldn't say a thing.
You ever just poop in the shower and just stomp it down? Or is that just me?
Next stop!
Isn't it weird how you just accept the fact we don't put seatbelts on trains or buses?
Well, no, I mean, you can't have a seatbelt on the bus, technically, but yeah.
That's a school bus. No, that's a school bus. On, like, a MTA bus, there's no seatbelts.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Well, I can see the train one, because if you get in a train accident, I'm pretty sure you're just fucked either way.
Yeah, but it could help. You don't, like, go all over the place.
You got a point. Yeah, no, that's really weird. No, yeah. I think the bus thing is really something you should probably look into. Because you're fucked if that thing crashes.
Oh.
Wait, you ever see, like, a bus turn and be like, how the hell is that even happening?
Oh, yeah. Whenever I'm in the bus, I'm like, what the hell? How is it, like, this is such a hard turn to do.
It's so weird.
And the last one I already told you about is, like, it's weird whenever I see Paige Kennedy in a movie, in, like, a real-life movie.
The Vine Star. What's the movie you're talking about?
The Meg.
Oh, what a movie.
Yeah. All right, that's all my thoughts this week.
I don't think I have a thought this week. Those were enough, I think.
There's enough
thoughts in this world for Danny, I guess.
And for the last thing we have, Danny does it. I have another Danny does it. Last week I said I was going to write a book. Haven't started that yet, so not good start.
Hey.
I'm thinking. I'm using my mind.
Say it's not a good start, or you could say you're still young.
Mm.
Got time. There's time.
So this
season
week...
Listen, wait, season hasn't started yet. Season hasn't started yet.
For this week of Danny does a diet.
Mmm.
You know what kind of diet I'm doing?
What's that?
A fasting diet.
So starving yourself, all right.
Yeah, I'm doing this 16-hour, 8-hour fast. It's where you only eat for 8 hours a day, and there's other 16 hours you don't eat.
Next time on Danny Does...
Okay, now, come on. But yeah, I feel like this can help. This can help me, you know?
Only the most subtle people will get the joke I made. But, I'm pretty sure, like, that works.
But the diet is, I can't drink any sugar drinks now. But I can eat whatever I want.
You know that's basically a holiday for some people?
Yeah, the Jews do it.
No, the Muslims do it.
Don't the Jews fast, too?
I think they fast on Ramadan, but I'm pretty sure there's a whole month for Muslims that they basically it's like a whole month, like, they can't eat during the sun.
I'm doing it every day now.
Yeah, so take that, Muslims.
Yeah.
Now, if Danny just goes to the doctor the next day.
Oh, that was a good one, Mel. Is that all we have, Mel?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah. Where can I find you, Mel?
Yeah, they can find me on Mel Nivlum. Wait. Yeah, Mel Nivlum on
Twitter.
And Nivlum_Nivlum on Instagram. I might make a few burner Instagram, so be on the lookout for that.
So you're stealing my idea now? Cool. You can follow me at SmallDan on Instagram, and at Daniel Mayer
on Twitter.
What was
that, your idea? Get it? What are you talking about, your idea?
I can't say why, because for the future reasons why, but you stole my idea.
Oh, wait, was it? Okay, I think I'm trying to remember what it was.
Yeah. Say, like, there's a funny count that made fun of Bleacher Report's bullshit.
Oh, but you're talking about the best account on Twitter right now?
Yeah, that BR Stupid. Yeah, talking about that person who made a great burner account.
So where can they find you, Daniel?
I already said it. I'm not going to say it again.
Well, I mean, I kind of talked over
it. I don't care. You got to figure it out.
Well, there you go, folks.
See you later.
Bye.
So, you think you're untouchable?
Word life, this is basic thugonomics. This is basic thugonomics. Word life, I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me. Word life, this is basic thugonomics. Word life, I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me.
Whether fighting or spitting, my discipline is unforgiving. Got you backing up in a defensive position. An ass-kicking anthem, heavyweight or bantam. Holding camp for ransom, the microphone phantom. Teams hit the floor, it's the new fight joint. Like a broken needle, kid, you missing a point. We dominate your conference with offense that's no nonsense. My theme song hits, get your reinforcements. We strike quick with hard kicks, ducking ice sticks, bare knuckle mitts through fight pits, beat you lifeless, never survive this. Get forgot like all timers, two-faced rappers, walk away with four shiners. The raw rhymer, turning legends to old timers. My incisors like a viper biting through your one-liners. New Dead Man Inc., and we about to make you famous. Taking over Earth and still kicking in Uranus.